This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We all know it's coming. Some have even started to experience what it brings, the S word. While I could be talking about stew and sweatshirts, there are some who have seen snow. That means we still have some things to do to prepare for winter. It may seem early, but I want to put this one out there. One of those items is cleaning out the annuals in our pots. I do leave out my large pots to plant for the Christmas season. I also have two other glazed pots, which are the type that handle the least amount of wet conditions and freezing temperatures, that I've actually left out for years. That wear is now really showing, and you can see it on my website at gardenbite.com. They've both cracked, and I'm afraid to move them much at all at this point. The other smaller glazed pots I have, I'll clean out, turn over, and they'll be somewhat protected on my large covered porch. The most important thing is that your pots are dry as we enter winter and stay as dry as possible. If there's an opportunity for water to get under those cracks, then you'll likely see damage in the spring. What happens is the moisture in the soil will freeze, thaw, which causes expanding and contracting. It's the same thing that happens to our plants. We call that heaving, and it can lift the plants right out of the ground. If you keep containers dry, you shouldn't have a problem. If you have a very expensive glazed container, you really might consider making sure you take care of it. I always buy these at the end of the season when they're on sale, so I'm more willing to risk a little damage. And the two really big ones are just too much for me to move. Now, terracotta pots will also suffer winter damage. Those I usually put in the shed because, well, they are smaller and stack well. The reason is, again, to keep them dry. The cold itself isn't the problem. Find out all this and much more on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.